وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In these episodes, we were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. And we said, according to the teachings of the Holy Quran, mankind should try to achieve the perfection that Quran has brought for him. And one of the necessary elements of this perfection is only achievable through actions and correct actions. And we said that another element is the faith. The relationship between the faith and action is very important. Because some people from early on in the history of Islam, there have been three main readings of the relationship between faith and action. And this phrase has been repeated in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have faith and also they do the righteous acts. So there are three main camps and they have their own readings in this area. The first camp is the camp, if we can say, we are not talking about them in the historical order, just counting these readings. One of them says that the main thing is the faith. Like, as long as you have the faith, you should not worry about your acts. And people who have faith, they will be saved and they will have redemption at the end of the day, on the day of judgment. And it's not important if they do these things or refrain from sins or not. Only have faith and you are saved and you don't have to worry about anything. And loosely, let's call this camp the camp of Murja. I know there are complications and sophistications when it comes to attributing this name or this label to people, but this is a simplified version of their ideology that the faith is that ultimate thing that is going to save you eternally. And there is the camp of Khawarij on the opposite or the far opposite that said, no, faith is not enough to save you. You have to have faith and full obedience to the law of the religion, and if you fail to fulfill that obedience, you're gonna be end up in hellfire, and a person is practically out of the fold of Islam by committing even one sin. So this was the idea that they had. At least some fractions of Khawarij, they had this idea that even by committing one sin, that is kaba'ir, great sins, a person is out of the fold of Islam. And they had an argument for this. They would justify this belief through this analysis. They said that it is not out of two ways. Either the person who committed the sin knew that there was a God watching him and there was a God who had power over him and he committed a sin, meaning that he did not believe in the power of God, did not have hold any respect for God. And if it was in the presence of another person, he wouldn't commit it. But now he has so much disrespect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he commits a sin in his presence. Or a person did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin with. In both scenarios, this person is out of the fold of Islam and he does not have any faith. And he's worthy of facing the punishment that is for kuffar, for infidels. So we had these two camps. And this at the middle of this argument, the school of Imamiyah, the teachings of Ahl al-Bayt came in order to explain the correct equation and balance between faith and the action, al-amal al-salih. Let's have a break and we come back to see the unique reading of Imamiyah of the relationship between faith and the righteous act.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about three readings of the relationship between action and faith in the history of Islam. One of them was from the camp of Murja'a. Murja'a means postponing. It comes from the root Irja'a, because they believe that we should not pass any moral judgment about the action of people or about people in general. We should postpone it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what He says about people. So if we see a person, especially in the political context, this as an ideology that some political rulers at the time spread among people, because they wanted to say, okay, you are not the ones to judge this political ruler. Let the judgment be up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people went to the extreme to say that no action, we cannot pass any judgment about any action by anyone. As long as they're Muslim, as long as they claim to be Muslim, let them be whoever they want and whatever they do. And then we have Khawarij, in the opposite camp, those who said, and the root comes from kharijite, means that a person who is out of the authority, and because these people somehow they were rebellious against the main system of authority in the society, and these people they said that the relationship between faith and iman is the relationship between faith and amal al-salih, the action, is that amal al-salih is a necessary part of iman, meaning that if a person commits a sin, he's out of the fold of Islam. And they use that also as a political agenda to say that the ruler has committed grave sins and he is out of the fold of Islam and we have the right to stand against him. But also they would apply it in minor cases as well. Like, for example, this person, that person, in their individual lives, if they commit a sin, they are out of the fold of Islam. Now, in this context, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and the school of Imamiyah came in. According to the teachings of Imamiyah, no, it is not like the way that Khawarij said, that only by committing one sin, a person is out of the fold of Islam. And it is not also like the way that Murji'a said, that a person is free to do whatever he wants to do. There is a way in between to understand the relationship between faith and amal al-salih. And that is, for minor sins or for occasional sins that people commit, no, it doesn't make them out of the fold of Islam. It doesn't require that a person be infallible in order to be Muslim. A Muslim can have the faith, but in certain occasions, he can fall short and make mistakes. It's possible. And also, it's not that like that a person who has done everything and without any regard for anything, he will be also remaining in the fold of Islam. Like, for example, there are certain acts that they have natural consequences. For example, there's a hadith that says if a person commits a sin, there is a dark dot in his heart. And when he continues doing that, he ends up in a situation that his heart doesn't believe in the truth. So it's possible that a person commits so many sins that he loses that grip of faith that his heart had. So this is a particular and unique reading of Imamiyah in this discussion, the relationship between faith and amal al-salih. Inshallah, we may continue the same discussion and also other topics related to amal al-salih, the righteous act in the Holy Quran, in the following episode. Thank you very much for listening. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله
سَبِيلٍ